Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The John Birch Society puts out impeccable information and research. You can argue or try to disagree with what they think the solution should be, but you can't disagree with the hard facts. They're almost neurotic about being sticklers to make sure they can prove everything. So I've always found it to be very, very accurate information, really some of the best out there. And they also sell things at cost. I mean, you can get subscriptions to the magazine that comes biweekly very inexpensively. These are a dollar a piece, dollars and cents, by John F. McManus, a video presentation, a JBS Overview of America, Public Service Edition. This is powerful information, and it's very well presented. And you can simply call 800-JBS-USA-1. That's 1-800-JBS-USA-1. To call and order these materials singly, or I suggest buying them in bulk so you can get them out and wake people up. That is the key. If we counter the globalists, their agenda is so unpopular, so criminal, it will fail. But if we just say, oh, that's the way it is, we're going down a very, very dark road. So 1-800-JBS-USA-1.
Now, you got to pay a shipping charge. Those are only a dollar a piece. So I tell people, get three or four or five of each of them, and a little shipping charge will be the same. And then you can share them with your friends, your neighbors, and everybody, and they're good. I've gone on radio shows where people have said, I just watched those videos. They're the best I've ever seen, and I'm very grateful for that. So, okay, well, we were talking about Obama.
Yes, we were getting into Obama. I wanted to bring up some of his policies. The House and Senate, the House passed a version that had compulsory service. It was just now taken out in the Senate, but it says they're setting up a body to look at implementing national service, youth corps.
Hitler Youth Corps.
Yeah, so they're in the New York Times saying a 7 million person army. Then he's going to have a private army of 13 million, CNN reported, knocking on doors. Is this what we do in free societies?
Well, no, I don't think it's that bad. I don't think 7 million or 13 million. It's bad.
No, they said that's their goal. Obama.
Ultimately, yeah, they probably would want that ultimately. But the legislation, which is something to oppose, it's there already. It's calling for about 250,000. That's bad enough. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see youth corps. I don't want to see that. I want to see the American people independent of government. I want to see them limiting their government with the Constitution of the United States. You know, get back to the financial side of things. What does the Constitution say about money? It says Congress shall have power to coin money. And they set up a mint in 1792 to take the people's precious metals, stamp them into coinage. It says to regulate the value thereof, and they did that by having one-ounce coins, half-ounce coins that regulated the value, with the purity as well. And a foreign coin, okay, you can regulate foreign coin. What is a Spanish doubloon worth compared to an ounce of silver and a pieces of eight and so forth?
That's weights and measures.
Yeah, and then set up a standard of weights and measures, 3 feet in a yard, 16 ounces in a pound and so forth. And that's all the power that was given to the government of the United States in the Constitution. No power to set up a bank, no power to set up a Federal Reserve, no power to do all of the kind of things they've been doing for years and years and years, and they all swear an oath to that Constitution, and I think it's time for the American people to say, you abide by the oath, or we're going to get somebody else.
And they've got this one power, and that's the one thing they don't do. They hand that authority over to a private Federal Reserve that tells them, you can't look at any of our operations. I just wanted to show you, so you think I was exaggerating. Here's the New York Times National Service Bill, clear Senate hurdle, and it says they want 7 million people to engage in. There it is. 7
okay.
Million.
All right. Ultimately.
They're insane. This is Nazi Germany. This is Soviet Russia. They can call them communists, call them socialists, call them fascists. It's always black uniforms and youth brigades.
That's right. And then, of course, that's what happened over in Germany, and the German people, it took them a long time to recover from it. And now they've got people like Angela Merkel over there, and she's bringing them back into it.
Well, I mean, that's my issue, is they are trying this. It shows us who they are.
Yeah. Well, who are they? Well, they are people who want world control. They are members of the Council on Foreign Relations. They have ties to the Bilderberger Movement. They have ties to the Trilateral Commission. They have ties to the Club of Rome, and they have ties to, some of them went to colleges that had the Skull and Bone Society and so forth. And let me make this point again.
Okay, we got a break. Final segment. We'll do 7 minutes on the other side.
Okay.
Absolutely great having the president of the John Birch Society, John McManus, in studio with us. Next time he comes through Texas, if he'll do it, we'll have him back in. Final segment straight ahead.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Gardeners, you have the seeds. Now let us help you create the ultimate garden. And whether or not you've got good soil, we've got just the solution. AgGrand Liquid Organic Fertilizer at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Restore life to your soil or apply directly to the crop. Visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Fuller feeding with our 4-3-3 or sulfate of potash with kelp is 20 times more efficient than applying amendments to the soil. Menhaden fish, blood meal, potash, and North Atlantic kelp are combined with 10 micronutrients, as well as vitamins and amino acids for max results. You have the seeds. Now you need the fertilizer. Call 1-800-579-0580. That's 1-800-579-0580. Or visit liquidorganicfertilizer.com. Enhance and protect your garden now with natural organic fertilizer. Low cost and increases hay yields too. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com. For sale in Canada too.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
In closing, John McMahon is president of the John Birch Society. We've got Patrice O'Neill, comedian and actor, coming on the show in about 8 minutes. The Council on Foreign Relations 10, 15 years ago wouldn't go on the news. Limbaugh would say it didn't exist. Now he says they have no power. But now he's having to admit they're setting up global government. So is Glenn Beck. We're seeing what we talk about become mainstream because it's emerging. But now suddenly every other speaker on Fox and CNN and MSNBC is Council on Foreign Relations. And Geithner comes out. Obama says, oh, no, we're not going to have a global currency. In his press conference 2 nights ago, but then Geithner comes out yesterday and says, oh, yes, we're looking at that. Who is the CFR? What is the global currency? What control does this give them? Why is it the brass ring they're after?
After World War One, the United States Senate voted no to membership in the League of Nations. It was going to be world government. The United States Senate said no. Thank goodness they did back then. So at that point, and President Wilson's chief advisor, his guy who lived in the White House, Edward Mandel House, got together with British counterparts. They set up organizations in their country to promote the goal of world government. The British formed the Royal Institute for International Affairs. The Americans formed the Council on Foreign Relations. House, Wilson's chief advisor, had written his own book, and he said he was working for socialism as dreamed of by Karl Marx. Now, obviously, one of his disciples was Wilson. Another of his disciples was a man named Franklin Roosevelt, whose mother gave him a copy of House's book in 1920. And when Roosevelt won the nomination of the Democrat Party in 1932 on a conservative platform, he headed back east, went right past his own home, and went right up to Massachusetts to visit Edward Mandel House at his summer home. The first man he went to see when he got the nomination was a man who said he was working for socialism as dreamed of by Karl Marx. And so Roosevelt did what House wasn't able to get accomplished, including getting the United States into the United Nations. So this is it. The Council on Foreign Relations has been promoting world government ever since it started. They said so in their magazine for years. We flushed them out over the years, pointing attention to them. And now they're going around saying, oh, we're just a think tank. We just have people. So who goes to speak to them? Well, Bernanke did a week ago. Geithner went yesterday. Everybody who comes to the United States, Gordon Brown from England came to this country. Where did he go to speak? The Council on Foreign Relations, and so on. So people got to know about this. We have a book called The Shadows of Power that explains it and explains it well. I see you're advertising Ed Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. That's the history, I guess that's the graduate course about what the Federal Reserve is all about. So all of that, American people have to know. Don't rely on your normal media for the information that you need. You're not going to get it. You have to go to the alternative media. And that's what we are. John Birch Society, if it's anything, is an alternative medium of information. Alex Jones is an alternative medium of information. You keep putting it out, we'll keep putting it out, and we'll get American people, enough of them, to say, finally, okay, we got to stop this, right?
Absolutely. Do you agree, sir, that the New World Order is attempting to finally bring in open world government?
Absolutely.
And that they're in super high gear right now?
Yes, they are. I've been frightened over the years by developments. I'm more frightened about this economic problem than I have been forever. But I'm not saying it's over. No, in no way. It can be stopped.
Well, Kissinger always said they would use a great crisis to bring in their New World Order. And we have hundreds of quotes published in their own publications saying they want one world government. And then all over the newsstands, it's like we're in Mussolini's Italy or something, or Mao's China. And here in Austin, Texas, there's pictures and photos of Obama in most of the stores. And it's like he's being worshipped as a savior. And he bills himself as anti-banker, anti-establishment. Well, absolutely. But, I mean, here's this magazine. This is Environmental Magazine. One of my guys was at Whole Foods today buying some food, and this is on the newsstand. President for the Planet. Obama sets a new green agenda. This is nothing but neo-feudalism to shut down the free market because the bankers
don't want
competition.
Well, you got your magazine. I got mine. This is the New American. I'm the publisher of it, and this is an issue that we had. Obama, shock and awe economics, and it goes into it in detail. This is the kind of information we put out all the time. I got a team of writers and some researchers that I think are just tops, and they do a great job. They don't just say that this is happening. They quote these people. They show exactly what they've said. They show where it's going to lead and so forth. So we want people to take a look at the New American Magazine in addition to everything else we do.
Absolutely. Give out the website for folks, the John
Birch Society. Well, jbs.org. That's very easy. And then you can call and get those DVDs, the Overview of America, Dollars and Cents, 1-800-JBS-USA1. They only cost $1 a piece, but you have to pay a shipping and handling charge. So get a few and share them. And a lot of people do, and they say, wow, how come I never knew this? How come nobody ever told me before? And well, Alex, we're grateful to be able to come and visit with you. I've been on with your show before, but I've never met you. I've never been in person. And you do exist, and so do I. And we'll probably try to do this again.
Absolutely. One more time before you leave, as president of the John Birch Society, John McManus, tell the listeners again where you're speaking.
Speaking tonight, Thursday, at the Embassy Suites in San Antonio, and then on Friday night at the Richardson Civic Center right outside Dallas in Richardson, Texas. Anybody's welcome. We're glad to have you. You can come. You can ask questions after the program's over. I always stay around, and a lot of people come up and have questions. And we sell the books, and we sell the magazines. We sell the DVDs, and it's all going
to
be
there. One last question I forgot to ask you. You guys have written a lot about the militarization of law enforcement, the open announcement of NORTHCOM. They want to put 20,000 regular combat troops on the streets of America. Under presidential decision directive, it basically makes the president all-powerful during an emergency. And they're now openly saying that they may use troops against the American people. Can you speak to that briefly?
Well, that would be a total violation of American law, the Posse Comitatus Act, and so many other things. The military is not supposed to be the power, the plaything of the president, and that's what it's become. You look into the Constitution, and it says the Congress shall have power to fund an army, but it has to be every second year they have to review it. The Congress shall have the power to create a navy, and there's no restriction. Why? Well, every second year you got to review the army because they are fearful of a standing army. They're fearful of government power having control over the military, and the founding fathers were very fearful of that, and everybody else should be. We don't want the military to be the plaything of the president, and that's what it's become. Not only to possibly enforce government edicts here within our country, but look at all over the world. You know, we have troops in 130 different nations, thousands and thousands of troops all over the world. John Birch Society has a simple solution. Bring them home. And if you can get them home before midnight, that'd be soon enough.
Well, it's true conservatism, true pro-sovereignty, and we would definitely, I think, be down the tubes already inside the New World Order if it wasn't for you guys, and I really appreciate you coming in. Again, in closing, what would the Founding Fathers think of the police state, the military being used on the streets, this whole unfolding system?
They'd say no, absolutely not. Constitution says we don't go to war unless there's a declaration of war, and there hasn't been one since December of 1941. When we declared war in Japan because they bombed us at Pearl Harbor, right? We didn't declare war in Germany. They declared war on us because they had a pact with Germany. But we didn't declare war in Korea. It's still there. It has never been settled. We still got 45,000 troops in Korea. We didn't declare war in Vietnam. We didn't declare war in Desert Storm. We didn't declare war against Afghanistan or against Iraq. And we shouldn't have been there in the first place. But anyhow...
All right,
the Constitution.
John,
get back to the Constitution.
Absolutely. John McManus, president of the JBS. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. Right.
Pleasure to meet you. I appreciate you being here.
It's been a delight.
You bet. Good luck on the tour.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and I appreciate our next guest holding the last few minutes. He's all over national television, VH1, you name it, one of the top comedians out there. Today, Patrice O'Neill. And the reason I wanted to get him on is I started getting reports and video clips sent to us, audio clips, from some of the biggest radio shows in the country of him on there promoting the Obama deception, explaining this isn't even about Obama. It's pointing out that Obama is owned by the same people and that we better deal with the elite. And so that's why we're really excited to have him on with us for the rest of the hour. Patrice O'Neill, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you, sir. How are you? You know what, good. Right before I call, or right before you call me, I got a ring at my bell, at my doorbell, and it was very unusual, and I got a little nervous, because I was on the Alex Jones show, and a strange ring at my doorbell happened right at the time when you called, so I have to get my fear level down a little bit.
Oh, don't worry. The New World Order is not coming after you for that. We outnumbered them 1,000 to 1. First off, for folks who may not know who you are, I mean, they saw you, but this is radio. They would recognize you from all the different television programs you're on. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your awakening to this whole globalist system, the elite, and why you're out there promoting the Obama deception.
You got to be careful in terms of. Like how I bumped into it, I was watching something else on, and the ad came up for the Obama deception. I'm really into, thank God for documentaries, you know what I mean? And thank God for the internet, because if I had to go to these libraries and stuff and just grab a book and try to like cross reference and learn about this, it would be kind of impossible, right? So when I went to the Obama deception, The reason why I said, Pete, you gotta be careful, I guess, is like being black and having anything to say that might be wrong in terms of Obama is dangerous. You know, you walk around and you go, well, watch this, I saw this documentary, man, the Obama deception. And, you know, as soon as you say that, oh, what is it, saying Obama? I go, nah, it's really not even about him. It's about the presidency altogether. It's about this new world order, and here's the problem. I believe in most things I hear about the new world order, most things I hear about the Bilderberg group, most things I hear about the Illuminati, but I try to come at it in a way where, if is that me with rock and roll music?
We're about to go to break, sir. Stay there. Well, we're going to come back. Plenty of time to talk. We really appreciate Priest O'Neill being our guest on with us. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
Rock and roll music to hillbilly music now.
Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like old Bandit Run.
Oh, Smokey,
keep your foot hard on the pedal. Some never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make.
Okay. A very popular comedian, Patrice O'Neill, is online with us. Very gracious to spend his time with us. I'm going to play a clip of him on Opie and Anthony coming in the next segment. One of the most popular shock jock shows. And we just appreciate him getting the word out and having the courage, because I saw all these Republicans worshiping Bush, just investing everything in their identities with him. Didn't matter then if he tortured kids. Didn't matter if they lied about WMDs. Didn't matter if they destroyed the Bill of Rights. They were committed to him. Well, then you get the first black president. He's sharp. He's nice. He says all the right things. I saw his globalist advisors. I knew what was going on. Then he got in. He went back on everything he said he'd do. And let me tell you, especially with black folks, you know, the pride. I know, as Priest was just saying, I mean, it takes a lot of courage, as KRS-One and Professor Griffin and others have said, to try to explain to anybody who voted for Obama that, hey, this guy is suckering you. So you got interrupted by the break, sir. Please continue with your whole point about researching the New World Order, because you're absolutely right. I used to try to go to the library and cross-reference everything, and it would take hours. Now you can check everything so quickly. It's just amazing. Please continue.
Yeah, I mean, when I was watching the other day, I had watched the Obama deception, and then I watched Obama pick the 64 team for the basketball, for college basketball, the bracket, and I'm like, this dude is such a dude. Like, you can't not like the guy. He's like, you go, I like this dude. You know what I mean? And It's not saying, okay, I watched your thing and now I completely believe that Obama's the you know, he's down with the New World Order. But what your video did is what I like to do is able to put another thought process in my head and another way to not only put another thought in my head, but to actually to have a place to think, because I would have never thought some of the things that I think now in terms of, I didn't see that video. But what it did, it didn't make me go, Alex Jones knows what he's talking about. It made me go, let me cross-reference the info that you gave in the documentary and get it for yourself and get in some of these things that Henry Kissinger wrote and some of these, you know, some of these websites and some of these bills. And I realized that and I watched the end game too. So that led me from Obama to the end game, then to Zeitgeist, and then to the other things that's out there. But the one thing I realized is there's a missing level to all of this in terms of the people. And one of it is, I think that you operate, and this is not a criticism, this is just for me in this short time trying to learn about this stuff, that you operate at the same thinking level as, say, the Bilderberg group. And what I mean by that is at the same intellectual level, at the same understanding. It's just that you're on the opposite side of these guys, but you have the understanding of the revolution and why that started, and the understanding of why World War One went on, why World War Two went on, the conspiracies behind the banking system, and a lot of the things that, dude, my brain had the capacity to know, but just never thought to know. My mind never thought to know that the federal banking system was not a federal system at all. It's a privately owned bank. That seems very typical to people. I guarantee that people that listen to your show every day, and you, that's just nothing. But to me, when I found that out, my brain started to hurt.
But
and
sir,
then I started to look at the Give Act, you know, H.R. 1388. And I went to InfoWars, and I'm looking for that. And I'm reading through this manifesto, and it might be that one little part that says they have to look into mandatory service. And I guess this whole little speech I'm making now is to say the difficulty, Alex, is how do you get people who don't know, don't even want to know, because you either got two things to do, read a bill or go get some ice cream. It's either you put your both feet in and learn about this entire system, about watching the Obama deception led me to eugenics. Like, what? Eugenics? What? And then lead me to,
Stay there, Patrice. We got a long segment coming up. You won't be interrupted for about 15 minutes. This is riveting stuff. I got to have you as a regular guest if you'll do it. We'll also fire out some of your websites and contact. Stay there, because what you were just saying had my brain making all these connections. That's how this works. Stay there, sir.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging.
Yeah,
fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
So now why is it called the Obama deception?
Because
everyone believes that Obama's going to change the world, but the fact is he's just...
He's just the
next guy in there to keep everything going.
He's just the guy. He's just whatever they need him to do
And they brought up the fact that the last real president we ever had was Kennedy.
JFK.
And he was trying to, like, go against...
And guess what happened to him?
This whole thing.
I hear something.
And they took him out.
Splitting headache one day.
And they said that the only president that ever... Every president that ever stood up to this is no longer with us before he was not supposed to be no longer with us. And only one that made it through was Thomas Jefferson.
Really? That early?
Yes.
Like they were pulling
Thomas
those shenanigans?
Thomas Jefferson's the only one that didn't... They tried to kill him a few times, but, you know, back in the day, they didn't have, laser beams.
Yeah, I had a hope he was going to sip the arsenic pee that you left by his bedside.
Yeah, sneak your musket in and blow his face. And he didn't, he's the only one that stood up against
I didn't know that. I didn't even know they tried to kill Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah,
I had no clue.
A few times.
Yeah.
I hire my buddy out for pay. Hey.
All right, we're talking to Patrice O'Neill. Many presidents they tried to kill. It's clear that they bled George Washington to death, and it was the guy they really went after seven times was, of course, Andrew Jackson. But then they killed multiple presidents, including Kennedy. But sir, where you made me when we're talking to top comedian on national TV, Patrice O'Neill, right now, Where you had me really thinking when what you were saying there is, you're saying on the same intellectual level, and it's not that I'm even smart. Anybody can research history and know this. I'm reading what the globalists have said, what their own documents state. So you're right. I see things from their perspective because I study what they say and do and history. And then once you're from that perspective, it's kind of like if you're up against a barn door or an elephant or a school bus, whatever it is. Well, it's yellow, but and you back up. Oh, that's a school bus. Oh, okay. It's got gray skin. It's got hair. Kind of smells funny. Oh, wait, it's an elephant. And so we're just pulling back and seeing what they're really doing, and it's all stated. It's conquering the world. What are we doing today, Pinky? Same thing we do every day, conquering the world. That's what Caesar wanted and Hitler wanted and Stalin wanted and all of these people over and over again. They try to get this control and dominate, and that's my whole point, is that forget Obama, forget John McCain, forget Bush. If we ever want to get real change, we have to stop looking at the puppets. We have to look past them to the real power elite and what they're doing. So that's why we call it the Obama deception, because Obama himself, as they build him up as this messianic leader, because he is slick, he is smart, he is charismatic, he is handsome, he is dynamic, he is a guy's guy. And so he's perfect. Bush, this little demonic creature who radiates evil, he was not the guy for the job. But Barack Obama, as Henry Kissinger says in the film, he can bring in their New World Order. And then we go see what Henry Kissinger writes in his own books about what a New World Order is. It's a world government run by private banking families with carbon taxes, reducing our population numbers by 90% through eugenics. So, Patrice O'Neill, come right back in with me.
Yes. Now, just there, right, Alex? Right there is like I got a family member who's been into you for years, and we talk about it. And what happens is I'm talking a little bit out of order and a little bit crazy because it makes you like you learn this thing. It's almost like learning a new language. I'm 39 years old, and what you said just there. The average person, right, just the average person is going to run for their life because it's like, I heard somebody the other day say that they referred to Obama as Alexander the Great. Now, this country doesn't teach history like other countries do. I mean, America just doesn't teach history on a basic level. So I might have to go someplace as just a normal person who wants to be into learning about conspiracies and learning about secret societies. I might have to do something as simple as look up Alexander the Great. And it seems simple, but it makes your brain mush after like 2 or 3 days. I mean,
because it's intense.
Days,
you're now dialing in to the reality of the world instead of the Matrix like projection. I mean, here's another parallel or parable.
That's what it is, the Matrix. Yeah.
I mean, it's like Neo takes the red pill and he's got to be rehabilitated. He doesn't know what's going on at first. I mean, listen. We were all there once. You say you're learning a new language. You're now going to find, as you get deeper into this, that there's all the stuff you can document and prove, but then there's the government and their operatives putting out disinfo everywhere because they know people are waking up and they set all these traps and quagmires. So, I mean, it is a bigger world and it will make your brain hurt. But
I mean,
it will also,
two things that your videos did, two things that it did for me, and two subject matters, and they covered a lot. But two, that were very important to me in terms of learning, in terms of getting my mind going away. I needed to know more about this. One is the banking system, the history of how the banking system worked, something I've never, ever, I just said, out of banks, the bank is a place you put your money in. I barely understand it. The whole system is shocking. The second thing that it opened my head to, and this goes into more like when you start talking this is where people can get scared. Is eugenics, and when I'm listening to it and to the deception, and I think it might have been the end game, or it could have been Zeitgeist, either one of those.
No, Zeitgeist is actually on what the Zeitgeist does. He's now repudiated the 9/11 Truth Movement, the New York Times, and he actually wants this global government utopia and this engineered society. No, it's end game that covers the eugenics, which is the operating system of the New World Order and why they're putting AIDS virus in the vaccines.
Well, that's Alex, and that's what I was going to say. This thing And here's what I say. I have about a circle of two people that we talk heavy about this. Is it seems like high on the list of agenda in this world is depopulation.
Yes.
Is getting rid of people, and that's the thing that sounds like it's a movie. But I read the manifesto that Kissinger wrote like in 1974. That just underline all the ways we need to get rid of people by manipulating these countries. And here's a couple hundred dollars, kill all your people, dude. It just makes your head go. What? Like, so when I'm watching your documentary, what I'll do is go, look, I can't just go, okay, this is gospel. I'm going to have to go to the thing, but it's all there. You go to, you just put Kissinger and population decretion or population control, and that thing will come up, and you read it, and you have to sit down and take a deep breath and make some tea and read it and go, holy Jesus, they're trying to get rid of people as part of the agenda. But how do you get people on just a basic level to go, oh, yeah, that's it? It just seems... For me, one of the things that make me angry about people is how easy we are to just not care. Like,
well, Patrice,
how do we move on?
Well, Patrice, you were talking about State Department Memorandum 200, where they take IMF and World Bank money and say, if you want this money, you've got to reduce your population by half. And then you talk to the general public, they go, oh, everybody knows there's too many people. They've been taught that. And see, that's the globalist excuse.
That's crazy.
I know.
Crazy.
Exactly. So then you understand why in some African countries, 46% of the people have HIV, and then they go do medical tests on them, and they're virgins. They've never had sex. They've been injected with it, and they've caught the UN doing this, and it's actually all over African newspapers. If you go to Africa and talk to an African doctor, an African Nobel Prize winner, they're on record. Indian government has caught them doing this. They've caught them adding a hormone to the tetanus vaccine that then sterilizes the women. That's mainstream news, but you don't see that here. And so it's so dastardly. But when you see Endgame and you find out Hitler learned his whole game from the U.S. and England, and you learn 34 states were sterilizing the women and, grabbing poor black folks, white folks off the street and sterilizing them, and even in some cases killing newborn babies, and that the U.S. and England pay China IMF and World Bank money, and that George Bush, before he became president, George Bush Sr., was the ambassador who got him to sign the agreement for the one-child policy, then you understand the whole world is run by people that, for lack of a better term, are a bunch of Nazis.
Now let me ask you this. Let me ask you a question, if I may. If you was to have a curriculum, okay, where you were able to teach anything you needed to teach, you wanted to teach what you're putting out there now, okay, what would be the one or two or three basic points that you will get just normal people that you go, okay, let me try to get them to open up mentally to this so that we can move on to the next thing? Like, because you have to get people to want to open up to stage one before you get to injecting, Africa, Africans with the AIDS virus, like, which is not unbelievable. To me, it's just not an unbelievable thing. It's a believable thing. But if I'm operating, say, on the level of a person just walking down the street, the garbage man, or a person that's just going to the mall, how would I make this as common thinking as Christopher Columbus discovered America? Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, well I would explain to them.
In America, just the basic knowledge.
Sure. This is
interested.
Well, that's a huge question, so I'm not saying the best three things I'm about to say are the best. I have to think about that long and hard. I would explain to people that if you're not engaged and you're not informed, that you're going to be enslaved. And I would say, you've heard about Hitler, you've heard about Caesar. You know most governments are run by thugs and the people are enslaved. And you know about different tribes, killing their neighbors. That is something that is the norm in human history, not the exception. And, you know what happened to the Native Americans. So, giving them poison blankets with smallpox to kill them. And that's in British manuals they gave their military going back 300 years ago. So that's on record. And then I would say, here's their own documents. And I would say, here is the published university reports of the British field manuals on how to use bioweapons 340 years ago in the Americas.
Right.
Okay. Then I would say, here is Dr. Henry Kissinger, State Department Memorandum 200, where they state this. And then you can go to the university websites, official government libraries, and it's real. I'd say, okay, you've been faced with this one document. Then I'd say, now, who is Obama's main advisor? And who does the CFR Braggs commands the National Security Council? And that's Henry Kissinger. And then they'll say, oh, I don't want to hear that conspiracy stuff. You just got to move on to people that want to hear the truth, people that want to be involved, people that want to be woken up. But I would also, you know, use contemporary.
But what about the, see, I guess ultimately I had a, it was a loaded question. And I'm not putting myself in, but what about, and it's, you know, I don't want to offend anybody on this one, but what about dummies? How about secret societies and conspiracy for dummies, for people that just will go, I don't want to hear it.
Like, well, Patrice, I have many times thought, but they actually own, I think they own the copyright to that, but people have done online videos that, a different variants of the New World Order for Dummies.
Right.
And it explains it very, very simply. To people. And the most important thing is to say, do you know why your standard of living is dropping? Because the globalists want to bankrupt everybody so that we have to be dependent on welfare or institutionalized or within their system so they can then carry out social engineering, have the CPS kidnap your kids, do medical experiments on them. That's all admitted. This is slavery. We're being put on plantations. We're being put on reservations, compact control grids. And then if the dummies don't want to listen, you know, you got to move on. I mean, I talk about the Revolutionary War was won by 5%.
But you need the revolution. You need dummies because what you're talking and what the only thing I see that could happen that could possibly change this is understanding why this country fought. And it was like basically, look, we might as well fight because we're enslaved by British money. And ultimately, it's like you need the lowest level of people, like on the feudal system, you need the masses to go, I think we're so confused now.
I agree, but here's the problem.
It's not clear. Like, it's not clear to the people on the bottom that they need to stand up.
Here's the problem. The globalists are masters at creating the crisis. They create the banking crisis, their own documents say by design. Then they offer the scared masses. The very bankers that did it say, look, we're going to punish AIG, and they're going to punish the little CEO for $10 million instead of the shareholders who just made $1 billion apiece.
Right.
And so they're always masquerading and doing sophisticated lies and saying, we'll fix the bankers. We'll create a world government run by them. You have to get the public to stop being as trusting. And you first got to explain to them that both parties are controlled in England and in the U.S. and in Europe and everywhere else, or they'll keep doing this bait and switch. Look, in 4 to 8 years, when folks figure out Obama was a bad guy, it'll all be, as I keep saying, blamed on him. We have to stop having it be blamed on Obama or Bush, as bad as they are, and start blaming it on the elite who are always there. They bring new dummies in, they bring new fronts in, and then they move them out, and we've got to stop. That's the key. We've got to stop looking at the puppets and start looking at the puppet masters. And until we get people to have that revelation, nothing's going to change. It's going to get worse.
Now, here's something I'm not clear on in terms of the Obama deception. Now, is it possible? This is the thing I'm battling with. Is it possible for Obama or any president to not know what situation they're in before they get in, or if you're even running for president, you full well know what you're asked to do and what you're needed to do by the societies?
I have the answer to that question. There have been a few presidents who were conned by the elite to believe world government was sweet and loving and good. Woodrow Wilson, top professor, wrote the book The New World Order. These bankers handled him. He thought bringing in the Federal Reserve was good. Then before he died, and he wrote letters, this is public, that I've been conned, this is a takeover. And then they poisoned him, he had a stroke, and then he was bedridden and died. So they did clearly kill Woodrow Wilson, and that's on record if you want to go research it. He was poisoned and then on a train. But the point is, That's a guy that woke up. Kennedy was the same thing. His dad was handling him, supposedly had control of him, was establishment mafia. Then his dad had a stroke, couldn't talk. His boys got out of control. And it's the establishment killed him. Obama is the super class of puppet. He is actually very intelligent like Clinton, probably smarter than Clinton. You know, frighteningly intelligent, you know, genius level, a genius level actor, has a lot of style and grace. I mean, it's all clear. He's an amazing person. That's why he's so devilish. No, he knows all of it. His mother worked for Geithner's dad at a top foundation. This guy is above Hitler caliber of slick. Okay. I'm telling you, he is the one. This is the guy they're going to try everything with. Right here, I've got this magazine, President of the World, President of the Planet. So I'm telling you, he is the one. Does that answer your question? He is fully involved in it. He loves betraying. He loves deceiving. He is super dangerous. Does that answer your question?
That answers what I asked. is that more get off the phone music? We got more time now.
Yeah, stay there. Can you stay with us some more?
Yeah, man.
All right, this is amazing. You're also agreed to go on with Burmis on the Info Warrior. Patrice O'Neill, stay there.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
Front porch sitting in an old rocking chair.
You can just Google Patrice O'Neill. You'll find his big MySpace page. You can go check it out. We've got it up on screen. Patrice, let me ask you questions, though. Again, the courage issue of giving copies of the film to and links to it to big talk show hosts, going on shows, you know, discussing it. What, in your opinion, what is the best way to specifically reach out to one of Obama's strongest bases, African Americans, and I mean, how are you doing that?
The toughest thing is this. Like, okay, let's take your show or Fox. If I go on Fox or I go on a show like this, it's different from going on Opie and Anthony because we can talk about it and it's always going to be humor. It's always going to be some humor involved, and the seriousness is even has humor somewhere floating around in it because it's just it's talking to a different kind of listener. So when I bring that up on their show, it really is like bringing it to a person that's not an info warrior. It's like, okay, we're going to talk about this monkey that killed this, that attacked this lady in Connecticut, and I'm going to go, hey, man, you know, I watched this thing called the Obama Deception. Now, Anthony, who, he's not a conspiracy guy. Like, he's the other side, and we'll go at it, you know, and it'll be fun, and it'll be funny, but it'll also be dead serious. But the people will go, let me just check this out, you know. Let me go look at this. Let me go check this out. So it's more of a, that's why I was joking about somebody knocking on my door, because it's more of a kind of nerve-wracking thing coming on your show because you are serious. You know, I'm pretty much a layman at it, but I'm into it. I'm into it. I mean, I'm one of those guys that no matter how many different shows I see about where they make a Jell-O a bust of JFK and shoot it to make you think that it could have happened like this. I'm a grassy knoll conspiracy guy.
By the way, they staged all that incorrectly, that particular show.
That's what I'm saying. I watch it, and if they had staged it correctly, I'm like, oh, come on. I'm not falling for it. And I'm a guy, and black people in general are leaning very much towards your side. Here's the problem. And this is what you had in your documentary. Obama's black. That's the game that was a tough one. Now, if it was Bush or let's say McCain won, you got about 40 million people on your side. And not saying that you know black people are just gonna follow like bugs. It's just the fact that look, the image. And I've always said this even before I started getting into this stuff. Obama, to me, was going to be essentially a symbol. It's just, if you're black in this country, you just want to see the black president. Even if he's not Compton black or Harlem black, he's just black skin, which tells you, we just want to see it. And I was one. I just want to see the black president.
But that's what's so sad about
the world
it.
Order, whatever.
But I just want to see it. But that's what's so sad about it. It'd be great if we had somebody who was anti-corruption and was for real who was black. But we all know whether he was black or white, if he was really against the globalist, they would have a big scandal or they would kill him. And so that's all I'm trying to say to people is don't get suckered. I mean, it's just so frustrating.
But
I understand.
But you know what, Alex? This is what I'm saying about operating at the level that all of this is happening. I'm in the middle. Like, I want to be at your knowledge level to just reference things that easily. But the thing, what I'm saying about, there's never been a reason for black people to be deeply into what this government, we had an instinctual feel, an instinct that this country is against us.
Stay there. Do 5 more minutes with me. I want you to come back and say that because that's important. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.